book your fantasy football draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, where there's Wi-Fi, wings, and beer. Plus, while supplies last, get a draft kit on us. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
Whether you're looking for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you need to go if you're a stick carrier to get stick carrier pricing, and that is Mastro Subaru. The guys there are stick carriers themselves and will give special pricing just for being a stick carrier and listening to Bucks Uncensored. It's very simple. Go to Mastro Subaru either in Orlando or in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue right off of the Veterans Expressway, and you can get that deal that only stick carriers get. It's all at Mastro Subaru and MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's, and let's do it as a family. Let's play.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't answer now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool now. I'm getting on live, but that ain't my style.
Bucks Uncensored on a Monday. As we are so close to jumping on a plane, flying to New Orleans, and getting this season started the right way. This is Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pawlowski. At Commish Online on Twitter, Instagram, and check out the Stick Carriers Facebook page on Facebook as well. The dress rehearsal in the books. I'll tell you what. Yeah, I've usually thought about this during the preseason. I know there's nothing you can really do about it, but this is why practices are perhaps even more valuable than these preseason games, which again goes back to the charging full price for these preseason games. So we're sitting there. We show up. We got there a little later than we anticipated, Holly and I, probably around 6 o'clock. And got to our lot, paid, parked, saw the 119 boys. Steve was out there, set up our chair, had some beer, chilling out. 119 boys, Doug and Daniel got to welcome the team to the field, so they left early. Steve was hanging out, and then Christian from Headlines sends me a text message. He's trying to look for me. And wouldn't you know, just about 7:05, we're just getting ready to walk up, get in that South End Zone Plaza. Holy shit. The skies opened up. So we just went and got in the car. Christian is texting, he's walking around, finally sees us, gets in the back seat.
And I said, we got two choices, three choices. We go into this game not knowing if they are going to play it, not knowing how long the delay is going to be, not having any ponchos. Potential of getting completely soaked was extremely high. Or we can go home and watch it at home. Or we can go out, have some more beer, have some food, watch it indoors, not worry about the rain, and not worry about how long the delay is. So with that, the car gets turned on, and the three of us head to Buffalo Wild Wings and watch the Bucks game from Buffalo Wild Wings on Friday night. But, you know, it frustrates me because, listen, as fans, what did they have, six open practices this year? And a majority of us aren't going to go to every practice, okay? We have lives. There's other stuff going on. But we're not privy to what's going on at practice day in and day out. So the one thing we get is the opportunity to see our team play in these games. And this is, I think, the second year in a row we've had the dress rehearsal game here at home, and it's stormed. And listen, the coaches, the front office, they're not stupid. As soon as they see the forecast, nobody played. I mean, I think only Ryan Jensen played along the offensive line. One out of five. And I'll get to them in a moment. There were so many players on both sides of the ball that didn't play. And rightfully so, right? You don't want to risk injury. When it rains, there's going to be a higher risk for injury. Well, it's football. They got to play it. And I get that. When it counts, you can push through. But you don't want to get a dumb injury in a meaningless game. Which is the frustrating part, because you want to see the starters go out and establish some momentum, both on the field and with the fans. Now, even though a lot of the players didn't play, the Bucks still went out and played extremely well in the first half. The defense has me concerned. The defense is going to have me concerned. I don't care if they went out this entire preseason and just completely shut down every team that they faced. Now, granted, that would help a little bit, but in the end, it comes down to what you do when it matters. So until they go out and prove otherwise during the regular season when it matters, we're going to have concerns over what the defense is going to do. I keep seeing Chris Conte trailing plays, and I'm not the biggest Chris Conte hater out there. I don't think that they should get rid of him, but I don't think he's as great of a player as Dirk Cutter seems to. This isn't a podcast where I'm going to play clips, okay? Just trust. You could see the quotes everywhere. But he's talking up Chris Conte. I don't know. I'm seeing him trailing places. I'm not seeing a nasty side of this defense. Now, are they going to be able to flip a switch and figure it out in week one against the Saints? Well, I sure as hell hope so, because if they don't, they're going to get their fucking doors blown in. And none of us want to see that. So I'm still concerned about that, but man, I'll tell you, whether it's Fitzpatrick, Winston, or Ryan Griffin, the quarterback play this preseason has really been fantastic. Fantastic. And as I said, I believe on one of last week's podcasts, you know, we talked so much about all these weapons last year. But as we've seen in the NFL, sometimes it's not the year you acquire players, it's the year after. It takes a year to kind of gel. Because it's not just quarterback receiver, it's quarterback playbook, play call, wide receiver, or tight end, or running back. And whether it's Munkin or Dirk Cutter or whomever, you know, again, you all can debate it all you want. I don't give a fuck who calls the plays. I give a fuck about one thing, winning. And if Dirk Cutter takes over play calling after Munkin called plays in the preseason and it doesn't work, it better go back to Munkin. or Dirt Cutter's probably going to have to find another place to work. And I don't want that, and you don't want that. Because we want them to succeed, which means Dirt Cutter gets a contract extension. But the quarterback play, I don't know what's happened. They're spreading the ball around. They're working in different receivers. I mean, on that phantom, and it was a phantom offensive pass interference call on O.J. Howard. I mean, who gives a fuck about the play? Again, preseason. Did you see the explosion on that play? He catches the ball, and it was like he was shot out of a cannon, and it was as if nobody was going to catch him. Holy shit. I mean, that's the type of playmakers they've got offensively now. You know, it's not just Mike Evans and Cameron Brate, but we might see a different side of O.J. Howard than we saw in his rookie season. Chris Godwin was nowhere until really the last few games of the season last year. They're going to be a big part of the offense. DeSean Jackson, Adam Humphries. Yeah, the challenge is getting them all the football. But if they're going to win, they have to spread it out evenly. They have to. This isn't the Josh Freeman, This isn't the Jameis Winston, even Josh McCown, throw it up to Mike Evans and see if he can make a play anymore. You don't have to do that. I mean, it helps. It helps having a guy like that. But if you line up some combination of Evans, I mean, imagine this lineup. Evans, DeSean Jackson, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard. I mean, how do you stop that? Because, I honestly don't know. As long as the quarterback makes the right read, somebody's going to be open. You've got speed on the field. You've got size on the field. You've got mismatch after mismatch. I don't get it. You throw in Adam Humphries sometimes with the way he can run routes. You add in Cameron Brate, who is just Mr. Solid, just gets the job done. All right, this is a quarterback's dream, playing with all these weapons. The coaching staff has to be able to spread it around, and the quarterback has to make the right reads. Fitzpatrick to Winston, period. Now, a guy I think has really helped his cause this preseason has been Ryan Griffin. I've been a fan of Griffin, but the ball seems to be exploding out of his hand unlike any other year we've seen. And we've asked ourselves, why do the Bucs keep carrying three quarterbacks? Well, the reason is they've been developing Ryan Griffin. Ryan Fitzpatrick is not the long-term backup on this team. And once they become confident in Ryan Griffin as the backup, Ryan Fitzpatrick will be gone. It could be as early as next year. Are the Bucs going to trade Fitzpatrick after Jameis Winston comes back? I don't think so. I just don't. We just don't see these type of moves with Jason Light. If they didn't trade Mike Glennon away, why are they going to trade Ryan Fitzpatrick away? I mean, that was the no-brainer, and they hesitated. So be it. You know, there's been a lot that has happened this preseason that has excited me, surprised me, and disappointed me. You know, I'm disappointed that I haven't gotten to see as much of these rookies that I've wanted as I've wanted to see. Carlton Davis, Vita Vea, MJ Stewart. You know, I wish I could see more of them. I think it stinks because they're not going to be up to speed for the first game of the season. And the Bucs might need them. If they're healthy, they're going to need them to go out there and play. But are they going to be ready? That stinks. I'll tell you a great surprise. And I was completely wrong on this guy. It's Peyton Barber. You know, as much as I want Ronald Jones to be great, and people are so quick to jump to conclusions. It's mind-boggling. While some fans in this town want to go ahead and cast the bust label on Ronald Jones, others are saying that he could be a big-time candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year or go on a tear or be that rookie running back that puts up the best statistics this season. I don't think so, because I think Peyton Barber has proved and earned his snaps, especially early on this season. But I'm not going to cast Ronald Jones aside either. Beautiful toss and catch to him on the wheel route against the linebacker. Blows right by him with a great catch. Oh, Ronald Jones can't catch. Well, he caught the ball okay on that one. But Peyton Barber, I wanted him on my roster. But I didn't know if he could be a true feature back. What I'm seeing is tremendous vision. A guy who's getting up the field, making one cut, breaking tackles, and getting positive yards. That's what this offense needs. I just told you all the wide receivers and tight ends they have. They just need that on the run game. Yeah, would I want more? Absolutely. Would I want a guy with special athletic ability and playmaking ability and game-breaking style at running back? Sure, but somebody solid like Peyton Barber? I'm not going to ignore that either. And I mean, like I said, a lot of good has come out of this preseason as well, especially on the offensive side. There are some players that need to prove some things. We'll talk about them coming up on Wednesday's podcast. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Bucks are, and final score aside, I don't even know what the final score for the first three preseason games were. You're watching individual players, you're watching units, you're seeing what starters are in with which backups. I don't care what the final score is. I think the Bucks have been impressive, maybe a little more impressive than many people thought they would be in this preseason. But they still have a ton to prove. I believe, you believe, but it is going to be a grind week after week. It is going to be an us against the world mentality, and that's the only way they're going to be able to be successful this season. And when I say us, you know what I mean. Front office, players, coaches, organization, and fans together as one. Jameis Winston against the world. Bucks against the world. Tampa Bay against the world. I am fully prepared to be a part of this movement as we take on the world. And I know the entire stick carrier movement is with me. Your Buck Stakes are coming up next. And again, less than 2 weeks until we take over Bourbon Street. I can't wait. I was just checking the other day. Hundreds of people have already signed up. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Jumping on a flight, staying in the same hotel, having a big pep rally party, hitting Bourbon Street. It's going to be incredible. If you haven't signed up, if you have the funds, if you could spend some money, I'm telling you, fanretreat.com. has negotiated some incredible deals, including tickets to the game for just $55. $55. They might be upper deck seats, but it's a hell of a deal for opening day in the NFL in New Orleans. It's going to be a blast. We'll tell you more details about that, along with some Bucks takes next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Ricotto's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucks Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Ricotto's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at BricadosSandwich.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things.
All right, this is Bucks Uncensored. Less than 2 weeks away, and you can still sign up for our training camp, Bourbon Street Takeover. We're going to New Orleans. Very simple. As Joe Bucks fan, fanretreat.com putting this on. And I will be there. I would not miss this for the world. Heading to New Orleans for that first game of the season. So here's the deal. Fanretreat.com, if you've never used them before, it's like a travel website for sports fans. You go there. It's very simple. You go to popular retreats. You can try and do it on your own. Go to popular retreats and click on Bourbon Street Takeover. You're going to sign up for whatever you need. Okay, if you don't need a flight, you don't sign up for a flight. If you're staying with a friend, don't sign up for a hotel. You are making your package. All of the rates are packaged rates that fanretreat.com has negotiated for all of us. So flight, I got a flight to New Orleans, there and back. I got a stay in the New Orleans Marriott. Again, that's Saturday, Sunday, one night in the Marriott. We're going to have a pregame bar takeover at Manning's. So we're going to go there, pep rally, Ira Kaufman, Q&A, just have some fun talking about the Bucks and talking about some other things. Kind of, we're pregaming, right? It's a pregame. It's like pregaming at your house. We're going to pregame at this bar before we hit Bourbon Street. Ticket to the game. I got lower bowl. What was it? What did I say? 10? Was I in 101 or 104? What am I in? Shoot, forgot now. I think 101. So that's going to be in the lower bowl. You can pay for that. It was about $130 a ticket. If not, I think you can get upper deck for $55. And then, of course, the flight home. Transportation to and from the airport will be included. And it's going to be a blast. So, you know, if you've got, and I think it came out to about $700 for Holly and I, so $350 a piece. And, if you can afford it, I think it's going to be a blast. Something I think we're going to remember. I've been to New Orleans twice for Bucks games, and they were two of the best weekend trips I've ever taken. So I can't wait to see what this one brings about, knowing that, you know, people like the Outlaws and Harold, and I think Lou and Teresa, and it's going to be insane, just insane in New Orleans, less than 2 weeks. So I can't wait to see y'all. We're going to have a blast. We are going to blow the roof off the hotel. We're going to take it to Bourbon Street, have a blast there, and try not to be too hungover for New Orleans the next day. I will say this. I'm going to get in touch with B4, and I'm going to see if they can ship us a couple of cases of B4 to the hotel. Just ship it straight to the hotel for us. So it's not final yet. But if I know Dave, and I know Ashley, and I know everyone there at B4, I'm sure they'd be happy to oblige. Especially Dave, I think, is from New Orleans. So maybe, who knows? Maybe he's going to be joining us. He's probably a Saints fan, though. Jerk. Who are they? I don't care. They're assholes. And we hope to beat their fucking asses to start the season. All right, let's get some Bucks takes on. Everyone's fired up, man. Bucks offense, Bucks first and second teamers have looked pretty good. So let's get right to those Bucks takes. And we will start with our buddy in Sarasota. It's been so long. Hello, Sarasota Jay.
What's up, Commish and fellow stick carriers? This is Sarasota Jay. Man, it's been at least 6 months since I've called in. Been really crazy busy with work, but been listening and watching from afar. Looking forward to going to Bourbon Street Takeover. Me and my buddy will be flying in on that Friday morning. Just wanted to say how awesome that game was last night. It was so fun to watch. Definitely the best first half that I've seen in a long time. All three phases were clicking, and they just were playing with a purpose, an intensity, and just like a quiet confidence. So stoked for the season. Again, can't wait to see you guys. Really looking forward to hearing everybody's take on the game, but future looks good. Remember, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Had me a little bit nervous there with the baby in the background, but Sarasota Jay will be making his way to New Orleans. I love it. Cannot wait to see you there. Let's go up to Ohio. Kyle is there. What up, Kyle?
Yo, it's Kyle from Ohio checking in, man. Can't say I'm mad at halftime here on Friday night. 20-6. Can't say I'm mad. Great first drive, for sure. Fitz looked good. Fitz looked good. First defensive drive, no pressure on the D-line, no pressure in the trenches. Held him to a field goal, though. That's not bad. Man, both running backs looking good. You know, Peyton Barber's doing what he does. He's probably going to solidify that role for sure. Rojo caught the fucking ball. That was amazing. I think maybe there was two runs so far that was no gain or maybe negative. Only two. That's not terrible. That second drive, though, kind of hurt a little bit. I think I would have went for a field goal at the end of the drive. It didn't go our way. Good point. Whatever. Defense messed it all up. You know, a couple bad calls. I'd say the PI was bullshit. I'd say the fumble was a fumble. Helmet, I guess, is down by contact. Ain't seen that one before. I've seen other body parts be down by contact. The head was a new one for me. But whatever. Whitehead was making good plays regardless of the calls. It was good plays. He's got heart. He's out there playing. Man. You know what? I probably would have kept Fitz in to keep going, get some more reps since he's going to be there the first three games. It was probably the three toughest games. But at the same breath, Jameis, I know he can ball, and he did ball. And Godwin better fucking be out there opposite of Mike Evans. That's all I know. No shade at Deshaun, though. I mean, he should be out there, too. I mean, we're deep, man. We're deep. But damn, Godwin goes and gets it, man. That boy can ball. But I guess my takeaway at the end of the first half would be I'd like to see a little bit more pressure from the D-line, for sure. I'd definitely like to see us not missing fucking point after attempts, man. That's the second one in the preseason. He's doing all right, I guess. But them PATs, man, that's nerve-wracking, man. And other than that, I mean, it's a good first half. The offense looks like it's gelling. Jameis is going to come back and do what he does. Hopefully, we can at least have one win for him. Other than that, man, we're looking all right. But I don't want to get too excited about anything in the preseason because it is the preseason. This is the most important game in the preseason for sure. But I just hope it all clicks in the regular season. And Adam Humphries, shout the fuck out to you, boy. Just simply for getting me hype as fuck. Because that shit was dope, man. Other than that, man, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick.
All right, listen. I get it. A missed extra point. It stings a little bit more for Bucks fans than maybe it does for others. But let's point blame where blame should be pointed. Not at Catanzaro, okay? If it was his fault, I'd say, okay, what the fuck's going on here? But I don't know if it was the snap or the hold or a combination, but that was ugly from the beginning. That was not Catanzaro's fault. So let's just pump the brakes a little bit there. You know what I'm saying? I love it, though. I love it, Kyle. I love that energy. Speaking of energy, this guy's always got it. It's Jeremy in Cali.
Commish, stick carriers, what's up? It's Jeremy and Callie. Just wanted to give my take on this last game that we just had. So positives, man. Offense, offense, offense. I love this offense. Firing, clicking. Here we go. Todd Monken rocking it. Cutter's not going to give him the reins just yet, I don't believe. But maybe it'll happen. If he goes and he keeps doing this, Todd Monken's going to be a head coach next season. Anyway, the other positive? Somebody just signed an offer letter last week. That's your boy. I got me a job. Anyway, that's awesome. Negatives, man. Negatives. So I guess the playbook is too hard for running backs because McNichols last year and now Jones this year. We'll see what happens. That catch last night from Fitzpatrick was great, but we need good running backs to hit holes. I know we got Peyton Barber and he's good to go, but you know what? Maybe we need to dumb it down a little bit. Run, hit a hole. Run, hit a hole. So the other side that I'm pissed about, can we just fire Mike Smith right now? I mean, what the hell is up with the defense, man? We haven't developed anybody. You know, I mean, our third stringers, I get it. And you know, I get Grimes. I get those guys weren't in there. But you know what? We need to make some plays, bro. Come on. Let's just get rid of Mike Smith, man. Seriously, I can't believe we didn't before. You know, I know this was just a small sample size. And we're winning at the line. So great. Let's move Buckner up. fire Smith, and let's go. Let's have a great season. Let's dumb down the playbook and get back to the top 10 defense we had a few years, 2 years ago, literally. All right. God damn it. Anyway, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Jeremy, congratulations on the offer sheet. I believe that's for a new job. I wonder if you've just been so optimistic about this new job that you just needed to vent some. Boy, that was, I don't know if I've ever heard you that negative, Jeremy. That's all right. Let the passion flow. As I said, you're all allowed to have your opinions. You're not going to agree with mine. I might not agree with yours. It's okay. It's just our opinion. And the only reason we share our opinion is why? Not because we want to be right. It's because we want our team to win. If you are somebody that only wants your opinion to be right, then there's another Facebook group for you. Trust me. This is a Facebook group. This is a community. This is a fraternity. This is a movement of Bucks fans that want our team to win. We don't give one flying fuck if we're right about any opinion we have. Trust me. I mean, I am the leader of bad opinions. I know this. But I'm still going to give them. Because all I can vision is my team winning. Sure, some opinions I give will be right and a lot will be wrong. Same with you. Who gives a shit? That's why I love Jeremy firing some. And listen. He might be right about Mike Smith. He might be right about scaling back the playbook. He might be right about the running backs. I don't know. But I just love hearing the passion. Speaking of passion, Rico has always brought the passion on Bucks Uncensored.
Justin, what's going on? It's Rico chiming in. It's been a while. I still listen to the podcast. I love it, man. Real quick, our team looks like they're in the right direction. It's just preseason, but hey, it's the season for optimistic, ain't it? And I'm loving it. Offense, defense, special teams looking real good. Jameis Winston, he looks a lot calmer in the pocket. Footwork look like it's on point. Doesn't seem like he's forcing anything. It just looks right, man. This year, it really does feel good, man. It feels like everything's just clicking nice and smoothly. It just even though we have some injuries, but I think everything's going in the right direction. And as far as Winston balling out the way he is, I just feel like now that he got this Uber incident behind him, he can finally concentrate. Maybe that's one of the reasons why he's very inconsistent the last couple of seasons. You know, maybe he just had that in his head. But like I said, once this is out of his head, behind him now, he's balling out. He's balling out, and I have no doubt he's going to continue to do this and have a big year. Shout out to Ryan Griffin. That dude is balling his ass off, man. That dude is on point. Yeah, second, third teamers. But shit, that's not his fault. He's just playing the cards he's dealt. And he's doing the damn thing. I appreciate it. Stick carriers. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Rico, I love it. Thank you very much. Good to have you back on Bucks Uncensored. And, I mean, all three quarterbacks have looked pretty good preseason. Again, it helps having all those weapons. But, you know, usually you get past your first string. Now it helps having your starting quarterback going in with the backups. But Jameis has been very sharp with guys like Humphreys and Justin Watson and whatnot. But then you talk about Ryan Griffin coming in with the third and fourth stringers, and he's zipping passes all over the field. It just looks different from the quarterback perspective this year than maybe it did last year. We'll end with everyone's brother. Calls himself Brother Earl. Hello, Earl.
Hey, what's up, Commissioner? It's Brother Earl from North Tampa. Just give my little take at this, looking at the halftime score and looking at the halftime. I got to say, that was the most amazing play ever seen the Bucks ever did in my lifetime. As long as I've been a Bucks fan, I ain't never seen the Bucks return like a kick like that, running back. Great job by Humphreys. Go ahead, Humphreys. I know he's going to make the team, but as far as like the first half, I can say We look good. Fitzpatrick looked better. He looked way better. He got Jackson into that. Chris Godwin ain't nothing but the truth. I love that boy. He's a good receiver. I think we need to do on the defense side. The pass rush was there. I'm glad McCoy got a sack. I'm just not a big fan of Chris Conte. I just not. I don't know what that play was and got why. He just be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I just don't know. You telling me there ain't no other safeties they can put in there that can start better than him on the team or somebody out there? I'm just saying, Commissioner. But other than that, I'm going to watch the rest of this game. I just want to give my little take for the halftime. They're up 26. That play right there that Humphries did, that was awesome. James looked good. He's throwing that touchdown pass like he threw to Godwin. He looked perfect. He's in control. Instead of him wasting time, he is running and getting the first down. Do what it takes. He looked good. I'm pretty much happy, even though they had a little hour of rain delay. So on that note, I know I probably ran over a little bit. Let me get off here. Love y'all stick carriers. And I would just want to say, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Brother Earl, thank you so much as always. And I'll tell you, that Adam Humphries return was something special. But not just him, the blocking that they set up for him as well. I think Hargraves had a key block on that. So great job all around. Coming up on Wednesday's podcast, we'll talk about some of the players that are securely on the bubble, some that'll be playing on Thursday night and some that maybe have already failed in trying to impress the coaching staff this year. After this final preseason game, they'll make the final roster and we will get ready to board a plane and get on up to New Orleans and take over Bourbon Street. I'm going to take over all the bourbon on Bourbon Street, if you know what I mean. This podcast is twice a week. It's Mondays and Wednesdays, available on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean, and also first available at joebucksfan.com. Tremendous partner of ours with a tremendous podcast network. Check them out along with Ira Kaufman, Bobby Fenton, the Joes, and so much more. Todd Wright with his fantasy podcast. So check it out, joebucksfan.com. And please take care of our sponsors like I did Friday night. It was raining. It was storming. I said, you know where I'm going? I'm going to B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings. It's fantasy football season. There is only one place you should be doing your fantasy football drafts this year, and that is at Buffalo Wild Wings. They got tremendous specials. They got this $60 special. We were going to get it, and we were like, no, that is a lot of food. Now, let me tell you this. We ended up spending far more than $60. A lot of beer, tequila. Just don't worry about it. But $60, the amount of food you get for that, this special going on this month at Buffalo Wild Wings, is outrageous. So go to Buffalo Wild Wings, get that $60 deal, and while supplies last, and I don't know how long they will, but you'll get a draft board as well if you just hold your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings. So we love Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports. We love Master of Subaru, the only car dealership in Florida giving stick carriers a stick carrier discount. It's all part of the movement. You can go to their Tampa location right off Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans, or over in Orlando, they are serving stick carriers throughout the Central Florida I-4 corridor. I don't know what I'm saying. So thank you to Master of Subaru. Check them out at masterofsubaru.com for all their new and pre-owned vehicles. And Bricado Sandwich Shop, we love them with their devil crab. We love drinkb4.com. And, of course, Christian from Headlines Barbershop. I'm not going this week. I said, I'm sticking it out one more week. Let that bitch grow. Because come next week, he's going to fade me up high and tight. Samer said, anytime I talk about Christian fading me up, I sound about as white as I possibly could. But man, I want that fade on point for when we go to New Orleans. Get that done, Christian. And get it done to each and every one of you. Check out fanretreat.com. Sign up. Join us. You always wonder, is this going to give me the bang for my buck? I promise you, regardless of what happens in the game, you're going to get your money's worth. I'll put on a show for you in New Orleans. All right, that's it for this edition of Bucks Uncensored. Back on Wednesday with some of the players that are in trouble. For now, we end in the words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter. He said these words. It sparked this very stick carrier movement. But God, do they just sound better in Holly's voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Preseason is almost over. Then we head to New Orleans for the Bourbon Street Takeover. All at fanretreat.com. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.